The Cubans, the regime has survived this long because they're so good at collecting intelligence.
Pete Lapp is a special agent with the Washington field office of the FBI.
They develop human sources, in my opinion, like no one else. And they don't develop people that do it for money. They would be suspicious of that. They find folks that have some kind of visceral empathy in what Cuba's trying to do or what their cause is.
One of those people was Ana Belén Montes.
I knew the guy that recruited Ana Belén Montes and Martha Rita Velasquez.
Enrique Garcia is a former Cuban intelligence official who defected to the U.S., bringing along with him thousands of documents and decades of intimate knowledge of Cuban intelligence operations.
I knew about the Cuban government project to get inside the U.S. government to penetrate the U.S. intelligence community.
What you're hearing is a Spanish-language number station on shortwave radio. This is how Montes's handlers in Havana communicated with her, FBI agent Pete Lapp.
So she would receive 2 to 3 times a week high-frequency messages on a shortwave radio that were encrypted. And only she had the ability to decrypt the messages.
She would type the numbers into a Cuban-installed decryption program on her computer. She was very elusive.
We had been looking for her unsuccessfully for about 2.5 years.
Montes was a cold-blooded, calculating, and intelligent spy who managed to rise fast and far at the Defense Intelligence Agency, dipping into other agencies like the CIA and other partner agencies during 15 years of spying for the Cuban government.
She was so stoic the day we arrested her, the moment we arrested her, and I think she could have carried us out piggybacking. You know, that's how strong she was.
So what's it like to be a spy?
I'd wake up in the morning when it was time to go operational.
A day in the life of an American spy, coming up in my next report. J.J. Green, WTOP News.